Amen.
Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Moko Shaba Ade Eke Oridiaka. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. We agree with your plan, oh God. You have great plans, great plans, great plans. In the mighty name of Jesus, we praise and honor you. We bless you today, Father God. We thank you for what you're doing right now on Family Vacation Bible School. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of us on the line. We plead the blood of Jesus over those that are coming on. We plead the blood of Jesus today. Over me, no weapon formed against any of us shall prosper. We thank you, Father God, that you are the God who cares for us. You are Jehovah Jireh, that mighty provider, that loving Father. You are Jehovah Nisi, a banner over us. You are Jehovah Shalom. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Amaka sheridioko shibaka sheridioko naninioko shiba aninieke uriaka sheridioko ike sheke uridiaka sheridioka amaniieke uridiaka. Oh, yenena aka shere. You are a glorious Father. You are ruler of the nations. You are King of kings. You are Almighty God. Yerabaku Shaba Ade. Yababaku Shaba Kadiriyeke. Yabababaku Shaba Adiriyeke. Sheke Oridiyaka. Amamamamaka Shaba Didiyeke. Sheke Oridiyaka. Shedidiyoko. Yerididiyoko Shaba Didiyeke. Oh, Father, we just thank you that you are Lord, God, and King. Have your way today. In Jesus' name, we adore you. We bless you, Lord God. Oh, you are awesome and mighty. You are holy. Be lifted up, our King, King of kings and Lord of lords. We bless your name. We praise your name. We honor your presence, oh God. In the mighty name of Jesus. You are Lord. You are the God who cares. You are Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. Ama oko shaba ade. Ekodidiyaka sheridiyoko. Oh, Father, we thank you today that we can count on you. Abadidiyoko shaba adidiyeke. You are a Father, you are a Shepherd, and we shall not want in the name of Jesus. Abadidiyeke, we shall not want for protection. You are a protector. You are everything that we need, O God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we are grateful that you, the Most High God, know our location. You are omnipresent. There's no place that you are not. Hallelujah. So, Father, today we give you all the glory, all the praise, all the honor, and we thank you in Jesus' name. Well, welcome to Family Vacation Bible School. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I thank God for each one of you being on with us in the mighty name of Jesus. We serve the Almighty God. We said for us in our house, hallelujah, we will praise the Lord. We will serve the King of Kings. We will bless his name. We will honor the King of Kings. Yes, he's God Almighty. He's the one who blew his breath and still blowing his breath into your body. Yes, he's the one who loves you. He's the one who knows your name. He's the one who says, I know the plans I have for you. Yes, he does. So I thank God for each of you today in the mighty name of Jesus. So we thank God. Oh, today we have the Turner family on with us from Holland, Michigan. And they're going to sing a song, Oh, Be Careful Little Hands, Be Careful Little Feet. Hallelujah. Yes, I thank God for the Turner family. They're a blessing in my life. I tell you what, they're like family to me, as well as you. So I thank God for each of you today and all that you're doing, all that you're going to do. Oh, we bless his holy name. You know the Father. Yeah, and he knows you better than you know yourself. He is the true and living Father. He is the one God who calls you by name. He said, I have good plans for you. Yeah, to bring you to an expected end, to give you a hope and a great future. Woo! Woo! Hallelujah. Thank God for all of you today. Well, Turner family, y'all ready? Oh, be careful, little. Hallelujah. Turner family, you got to unmute your phone.
Yes,
ma'am. We're here.
Okay. Y'all ready to sing Oh, Be Careful Little?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, go right ahead. Down in love. Oh, be careful, little feet, where you go. Ah, hallelujah. Today, our theme for Family Vacation Bible School is the blame game in the beginning and nowadays. The blame game in the beginning and nowadays. So we thank you, the Lord, for what he's done thus far on Family Vacation Bible School. God has a plan for all of us. Oh, I don't care what age you are. He has a plan for you. So I thank the Lord this morning, this afternoon, this evening. Woo, I'm going to get it right. Thank you. I want you to listen to this song. This is for young people and old people, all ages.
This next generation, God, you said that in the last days, you shall pour your spirit upon all flesh. You said that the young people shall prophesy. And God, the young people need you like never before. For the enemy is on attack. So now, God, I pray against all type of gun violence. I pray against the shooting that's in our schools. I pray against suicidal thoughts. I pray against drugs. I pray against bullying. And I speak over the lives of the young people that they would not fall into the hands of temptation. The young people will get back in place with you. They will hunger for holiness. And the hunger will be so great that it will be unexplainable. In the name of Jesus, God, I declare right now that we are young people. We will present ourselves as men of sacrifice. Our lives are in your hands. We make the choice. We make the vow right now that God, we will not give in to peer pressure. We will not give in to suicidal thoughts. We will not give in to what the enemy has to offer. We will not give in to the plans of the enemy. But God, we stand and we say we will be holy. We will keep our bodies pure. We will keep our bodies pure. We'll keep our minds pure. In the name of Jesus, we will not give in to drugs. We will not give in to drinking. We will not give in to smoking. But God, we will stand for holiness. We will stand for what's right. So God, we cry out, purify us, Lord. Purify us, Lord. Sanctify us. Cleanse us, God. We want to be holy. We want to be like you, Lord. We want to be like you, Lord. We cry out today. We give ourselves to you. Our lives are in your hand. Our lives are in your hand. Oh, God, for we believe. You're raising up some planet shakers. You're raising up some demon slayers. You're raising up some Satan defeaters. And God, we stand right now. And we say we will be the one. We will be the one that will show the enemy that he is a liar. He will not have all the young people. He will not have our minds. We will be the one. We will be the example. We will be the chosen. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Young people right there where you are, just lift up your hands and begin to tell God, God, I will be the one.
Amen. So we got to tell God, just not young people, all people. We got to tell God, yeah, we'll be the one, Lord. Use us, but particularly young people. God is calling young people, I mean of all ages, to come close to him, to get to know him. He has a great, great, great plans for your lives. So I thank God for you all being on Family Vacation Bible School today. We have fathers, mothers, children, grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, all on here with us. So I thank God for you. We have Sister Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte on with us, and we're going to ask her to pray for the families. Good evening, Minister Gloria Dean Charlotte. How are you?
Goodness, fine. Thank God for today. Really thank the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen. Will you pray a prayer for the families today?
Yes. Praise God. Father God, we just thank you today. God, because you're such a good God, good God, and you're a God for all families all over the world today, all over the world. You created families, Father, And we love you, God. That's why we pray, God. We pray for all families, families all over the world, God, and different families, different names, different languages, kindreds, Father God, and all, Father God, we thank you. We ask a very special, God, a very special blessing, God, for all of the families, Father, in this world today, God, that you continue to keep them, God, under the shadow of your wings, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, that we know that you are keeping us, God, under the shadow of your wings, God, to dwell there with you, Father, because you are our protector. You're protecting us, Father God, and Father God, you are our shepherd, as the words say. The Lord is our shepherd, we shall not want. We don't have to want for anything, God, because you give us everything we need. Water, food, everything, clothing, Father. Everything we need, God, you have it right there. And every family, God, every family, every country, God, nation, kindred, people, God, you have a different way of speaking. You have a different language, God, and a different way of cooking. And the thing is, everybody cook different a lot of times in different countries, and the food is so good. It is so good. But we just want to thank God. Thank God for blessing all the families over the world today. God is good, and God loves us, and we love him. And God bless you today. Amen and amen.
Amen. Thank you, Minister Gloria Dean Charlot from Metairie, Louisiana. We thank God for that awesome, powerful prayer. The effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. She is a righteous, holy, mighty woman of God. I thank God for her in the name of Jesus. Well, we have the Turner family on with us. Lily is going to do My Mind is in Training. My Mind is in Training. Let us know, Lily, when you get ready. You can say, I'm ready. So I thank God for Lily Turner from Holland, Michigan.
I'm ready.
All right. Now, I'm going to unmute the phone, and you can repeat after her. She's going to lead us in it, and you can repeat after her if you like. It's not a forced thing, but it's an invitation for you to repeat after her. Hold on 1 second, please. I'm unmuting the line. So if you have something on in the background, if you could turn it off. Ah, thoroughly appreciate it. Thank God for each of you being on. All right, let me see here. I think it's one more I need to unmute right here. All right, thank God for you all. All right, Lily, we ready?
My mind is in training.
My mind is in change.
For what God wants me to think.
For what God wants me to think.
My eyes are in training. For what God wants me to see.
For what God wants me to see.
My ears are in training. For what God wants me to hear. My mouth is in training.
My mouth is in training.
For what God wants me to say.
For what God wants me to say.
My hands are in training.
My ears are in training.
My hands are in training.
Yes, thank you. Go ahead.
For what God wants me to touch. My body is in training. For where God wants me to go.
Amen, amen. Let's give her a hand. She did an awesome job.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Amen. Beautiful, beautiful.
How old are you, Lily?
Wonderful.
How old are you, Lily?
I'm 14.
14 years young. Hallelujah.
Amen.
We're raising up a generation, that God has chosen. So I'm going to mute most of the lines back right now unless you're going to be saying something in the next few minutes. So just bear with us. All right, we have, as I said before, the Turner family is on with us from Holland, Michigan. We have Micah Turner on with us. He's going to, the theme, remember our theme is the blame game in the beginning and nowadays. So the blame game, Michael is going to read the story of In the Beginning from a book that God gave me to write called Our Little Angels Around the World. So I thank God for what he's doing. Thank God for what he's done and what he's about to do. Good evening, Micah.
Good evening.
How old are you, Micah?
I am 17.
17 years young. Hallelujah. Thank God. Go ahead, Micah.
In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. He's got the whole world in his hand. God is our creator. In the beginning, God created the heavens way up in the sky and the earth down here where we live. The earth was very dark at that time, so God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. God called the light day, and the darkness he called night. And God said, "That's good." Then God said, "Let there be a firmament." God said, "That's good." Then God said, "Let there be a sky." That was the second day. And God said that it was good. Then God said, "Let there be waters." And he separated the water from the dry land. He called the water seas, and the dry land he called earth. This was the third day, and God said that it was good. On the fourth day, God created the seasons, spring, summer, fall, and winter, along with the sun for the daytime and the moon to shine at night. And God said that it was good. That was the fourth day. Next, God created the birds that fly in the sky and the fish that swim in the seas, and that was the fifth day. And God said that it was good. And on the sixth day, God created the animals, the bears, zebras, cows, dogs. Then he created man. And God said that it was good. On the seventh day, God saw everything he made and said that it was good. Then God rested on that day.
Amen, amen. Let's give him a hand, you all. He did an awesome job. Kudos to you all, the Turner family.
Amen.
All right, listen up, listen up. The blame game. The blame game. That's part of our theme. And also, I'm going to read you something. God is calling families back together again. God is calling families back together again. I can't say that enough. Malachi 4:6 says, "And he will turn the hearts of the fathers, the parents, to the children, and the heart of the children to the parents. Lest I will come and smite the earth with a curse." So Father God will lead the children to the parents to love each other. So when I come, I won't bring a destruction to the land. God's word translation, he will change parents' attitudes towards children. He will change children's attitude towards the parents. If not, he will come and reclaim the land by destroying you. The first family that God created was Adam. The first family God created, Adam and Eve, started the blame game. When God asked Adam of his whereabouts, Adam was hiding from God because he sinned, and he was aware of his nakedness. When we sin, we use excuses. We blame others, just like the first family, Adam and Eve, did. We inherited their sin nature. Adam blamed Eve, and he said to God, when God asked him, "Did you eat off the tree of good and evil?" He refused to take responsibility. He would not own up to his wrongdoing, up to his sin. He blamed Eve for giving him the fruit from the forbidden tree, which opened his eyes to evil. God had already warned him, but he didn't take heed. And we're the same way. Sometimes God warns us, we don't take heed. And after a while, he said, okay, you're going to have consequences. Before Adam ate of the forbidden fruit, he only saw good. He knew no evil. His excuse for his own sin was this woman you gave me. When God went to Eve and asked her, he asked Eve, he said, did you eat of the tree of good and evil? She blamed the serpent. God warned them there would be consequences if they disobeyed him. Genesis 2:17. God told Adam what the consequences would be if they ate of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Thou shalt surely die. They knew the consequences, and they chose death. Separation from God. That's what death is, a spiritual death. When we choose to disobey God, we own our own consequences. We call forth our own consequences. God warns us what will happen when we sin. We must die to ourselves and live for Christ. God created the family for a higher purpose, to love God with all of our heart, soul, and strength, and to love each other like we love ourselves. God gave parents duties to raise their children. Duty number one, these are parental duties, to teach their children, Deuteronomy 6:7, to train their children, Proverbs 22:6, to provide for their children, 2 Corinthians 12:14, to nurture their children, Ephesians 6:4, to control their children, 1 Timothy 3:4, to love their children, Titus 2:4, to correct their children, Proverbs 19:18, to instruct their children, Isaiah 28:9. Now, don't you think he left the children off? He gave duties to the children as well. So here are the duties for the children. To obey their parents, Ephesians 6. To honor their parents, Ephesians 6:2. To listen to their parents, Proverbs 23:22. Remember God while you are young, Ecclesiastes 12:1. To live holy, Leviticus 20:7. To live a chaste life, a purposeful life, 1 Corinthians 7:1-2. To live a surrendered life, Romans 12:1-2. To prosper and be successful, Joshua 1:8. All right, disobedience bring consequences. Obedience bring blessings. So let's pray for the families to be obedient to Father God. We have Pastor John Turner on with us, the father of the children that were on. He is from Holland, Michigan. He's going to pray a prayer for the families. Good evening, Pastor Turner. How are you?
Good evening. I am wonderful. Yes,
amen,
ma'am.
Amen.
Lord God, we come totally depleted of everything in us. We forgive us for any sins known and unknown. Now, Lord God, we connect this prayer with the prayers of the righteous. Right now, in the name of Jesus, we come against anything that will come against the families that you have set upon this earth, Lord God, for us to enjoy that you have given us, Lord God. We declare and we decree that we will have no lack in our families. We declare that we will have no lack in our bodies or in our finances or in the spiritual realm, Lord Jesus. We give you praise and we rebuke the enemy in all his tactics and his schemes that will try to disunify us all together, Lord God, that will try to break up families, Lord Jesus. Lord God, we thank you for the unity in the family and in the body of Christ, Lord Jesus. Lord God, for the ones that are motherless, for the ones that are fatherless, Lord God, I thank you for that spiritual father and the spiritual mother that they have, Lord God. Lord God, we thank you for a bond that we can have together, Lord Jesus. as this family, Lord Jesus. And, Lord God, again, we come against that attack, the attack of the enemy, Lord Jesus. We bind every evil curse, every spell, every incantation, every psychic power, every sorcery spirit, every kind of attack on the family or through our family line, Lord Jesus. We renounce everything that was done in our bloodline all the way back to Adam right now in the name of Jesus. And we take on the full armor of God to take on the things of the enemy right now. And we thank you for the blood of Jesus and the hedge of protection that you have around these families, Lord Jesus. And we thank you for the fruits of the Spirit being applied to each and every household right now in the name of Jesus. And it is sealed, so let it be. Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Mr. Turner. Awesome prayer. I thank God for the prayers, the songs, and everything that has taken place. Now listen up, listen up. I need help. Listen closely to the situation. State your name. I unmuted all the lines. State your name if you want to answer the question. Let wisdom speak. So here is the first. So listen carefully to the question. After you have listened to the question, state your name and tell us what you would do concerning this situation. One of my friends, here's the first situation. One of my friends drink beer, wine, and more. Their parents drink but warn them not to drink. When their parents have parties at their house, they leave lots of glasses of alcohol around the house. So my friends started tasting different kinds of drinks, and now they are hooked on the drink. Sometimes they come to school high, drunk, very drunk from alcohol, and their grades have dropped from A to C and from C to D. My friend is very worried about what will happen when their parents find out. What would you recommend they do? State your name and tell the answer that you think. Hello?
This is Tyrese.
All right, Tyrese. How old are you? Go ahead, Tyrese.
I'm 16 years old.
All right, Tyrese, go ahead.
I would point out to them the negative effect that it has had on their grades and tell them that it would continue to do negative things in their life if they continue to do it. So I would warn them before the destruction happens.
Amen, amen, amen. Thank you so much, Tyrese. Oh, we really appreciate you, Tyrese.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Well, I thank God for what he's done thus far. Now, hold on 1 second, please. Give me just a minute. All right. We're talking about the blame game, the creation. We have Bishop Patterson on with us from Georgia area, and he's going to do the creation for us by James Weldon Johnson, his rendition. Good evening, Bishop Patterson, good evening.
Good evening, good evening. Am I on?
Yes, you are on.
Very good, very good. I'm here and it's a delight to be here.
But we could barely hear you.
You can barely hear me. Oh, dear. Let me see here. Let me try to... Okay, how is that?
That's better.
Is that better?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, is that better?
Yes, it's much better.
All right, very good. Is it adequate?
It's very good.
Excellent, excellent. Well, tell me when you want me to go.
I'm ready.
Okay, good evening, everyone. It's a delight to speak to all of my brethren, young and old. And to the young people, I want to say I am so thrilled. The Lord touched me at the age of 7, and it began his work in my life. And then at the age of 14, I began my ministry. It's been a non-stop journey from the age of 14, and it's 59 years of ministry that has taken me across the world. So when I hear these young men, these young people, young ladies, it gives me a thrill. It makes me reminisce and where I came from, and I'm so grateful to God. And I say to you, hold steadfast to him, because what journey you've taken, he's faithful to keep you. Stay. It's a wonderful journey. Believe me, I have not regretted not a moment of following him. Now, The Creation by James Weldon Johnson. And God stepped out on space, and he looked around and said, I'm lonely. I'll make me a world. And far as the eye of God could see, darkness covered everything, blacker than 100 midnights down in a cypress swamp. Then God smiled, and the light broke, and the darkness rolled up on one side, and the light stood shining on the other. And God said, that's good. Then God reached out and took the light in his hands, and God rolled the light around in his hands until he made the sun. And he sets that sun ablazing in the heavens. And the light that was left from making the sun, God gathered it up in a shining ball and flung it against the darkness, spangling the night with the moon and the stars. Then down between the darkness and the light, he hurled the world. And God said, that's good. Then God himself stepped down, and the sun was on his right hand, and the moon on his left. The stars were clustered about his head, and the earth was under his feet. And God walked, and where he walked, his footsteps hollowed the valleys out and pulled the mountains up. Then he stopped and looked and saw that the earth was hot and barren. So God stepped over to the edge of the world, and he spat out the seven seas. He batted his eyes, and the lightning flashed. He clapped his hands, and the thunders rolled, and the waters above the earth came down. The cooling waters came down. Then the green grass sprouted, and the little red flowers blossomed. The pine tree pointed his finger to the sky, and the oak spread out his arms. The lakes cuddled down in the hollows of the ground, and the rivers ran down to the sea. And God smiled again, and the rainbow appeared and curled itself around his shoulder. Then God raised his arm, and he waved his hand over the sea and over the land, and he said, bring forth! Bring forth! Quicker than God could drop his hand, fishes and fowls and beasts and birds swam the rivers and the seas, roamed the forest and the woods, and split the air with their wings. And God said, that's good. Then God walked around, and God looked around on all that he had made. He looked at his son, and he looked at his moon, and he looked at his little stars. He looked on his world with all its living things. And God said, I'm lonely still. Then God sat down on the side of a hill where he could think. By a deep wide river he sat down with his head in his hands. God thought, until he thought, I'll make me a man. Up from the bed of the river, God scooped the clay, and by the bank of the river, he kneeled him down. And there, the great God Almighty, who lit the sun and fixed it in the sky, who flung the stars to the most far corner of the night, who rounded the earth in the middle of his hand, this great God, like a mammy bending over her baby, kneeled down in the dust, toiling over a lump of clay, till he shaped it in his own image. Then into it he blew the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Let's give him a hand. Thank you so much, Bishop Patterson. That was awesome. The Creation by James Weldon Johnson. You did a great job. Awesome, awesome, awesome. Oh, my God. Yes, he practiced and practiced and practiced. I thank God that he took the time out to do the Creation. Oh, yeah, God is a mighty God. He is God,
yes,
is the one who created the whole earth and everything in it. So we appreciate God, how he blew his breath, and we are still living today. All right, let wisdom speak. We are ready for more situations. So listen to the situation. I think almost every line I see is unmuted. So you can give your name and what would be your answer. All right? So here we go. This is the situation. My family member was in a nursing home, and one of her caretakers was very mean towards her. What should I do? Give your name. Give your name and state your answer.
Hello.
Hello. Please give your name. I'm on the radio. Hello.
This is Quantina Chester.
Honey, I'm on the radio. Don't talk. Hallelujah. So anybody want to give the answer? State your name and give the answer. A family member was in a nursing home, and one of the caretakers was very mean towards the patient. What should the person do?
Hello?
Yes, name?
This is Micah Turner.
Micah Turner, okay, go ahead.
I would confront her and tell her that she has to stop.
All right, if she doesn't stop, what would you do?
I would report her to her, like, whoever is over her.
Amen. Thank you, Micah.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, next situation, situation number three. Listen carefully. I need anyone to answer it, but listen. My daughter is very disrespectful towards me. She rolls her eyes at me when I remind her to clean her room. When we talk, when I talk with her about her about the family rules, she snaps at me and say, I know the rules. What can I do so she will treat me respectfully? State your name and answer the question.
This is Pastor Turner.
All right.
I would talk to her first. But I would also have the rod of correction because it drives it out. And prayer works. And my thing was saying, I don't know the age of the girl, but if she was a teenager, I would just pray. I would have to just stay on the floor just praying. Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Pastor Turner. All right. Turn the family on the road tonight. All right, last situation. I'm sorry, it's two more. Two more. My son is a good driver. He has been told to be home at a certain time. He drives the family car on weekends. His mother and I have noticed that he has been coming home very late. And when we used the car, we saw a beer can under the back seat one day. And another time, a white-like substance in a small plastic bag. When we talked to him about it, he says he doesn't know where those things came from. What shall we do? Hello?
This is Minister Tina.
All right, Minister Tina, what would you do?
I would tell him he would not be able to use my car no more.
All right.
And pray.
So you think the husband would agree that the child should not use the car anymore?
Yes.
All right.
We'll come to agreement.
Okay, but how do you know? I mean, you're sure that it's the child who put the white stuff in the car?
Uh-huh.
Are you sure it's the child who put the beer can and the white stuff in the car? How would you find out what really happened?
I asked so many questions, it'll make his head spin.
I got you. Thank you, Minister Tina. She is from Florida. What city are you in Florida, Sister Tina? Minister Tina.
Terry.
Terry, Florida. Thank you so much. All right. We got one more situation to answer. So listen closely. Somebody that hasn't answered, please answer. My friend's mom cusses her out every day. How do you think she feels, and how can we help her feel better? How can I help her feel better?
This is Levi Turner.
All right.
I would encourage her and take her mind off of it.
All right. Thank you, Levi. Yay. Hallelujah. All right. We're moving right along. I want you to listen. Isaiah 55:11 says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherefore I sent it." Job 22:28, "Thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy way." All right, so pay close attention. What do you hear? What do you hear? Pay close attention. Pay close attention. Did you hear about Lily? No. What happened? 2026. Lily made the world news for becoming Who's Who of American Women Top Chef Cooks in nationwide and abroad. Chef Lily Turner created world-famous desserts. After she has been on several TV shows showing her world-famous desserts she created. She created chocolate sweet potato pie that melts in your mouth. Her brownies with macadamia nuts are to live for. She is known as the praying chef. She prays to Father God, and he gives her new creation for desserts. Dishes made in heaven. Lily has been on the following cooking shows: the Gordon Ramsay Cooking Show, the Sonny Anderson Cooking Show, the Marcus Samuelson Cooking Show, Guy Fieri Cooking Show, and David Chong Cooking Show. Whenever Lily travels, Chef Lily displays for sale. Her world-famous book with her secret recipes. Her book is entitled Lily Jane Sweets and Eats. Let's congratulate Lily. Yay, Lily!
Woo, I love it.
Wonderful, wonderful.
Woo, woo! All right, listen up.
Praise the Lord. Thank you,
Listen up. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
All right, here we go. Levi. Oh, my God, what year is it? It's 2027. What you say? Who's the basketball coach? Oh, my God. Yes, my God. Let's see. Oh, my God, I think we may have to finish this one later. No. We got to do it now. Wait. What year is it? 2027. What you say? Who's a basketball coach and a writer? You got that right, Levi. Yeah, they call him the praying basketball coach. Everybody knows Levi has a close relationship with God. Coach Levi graduated with honors. He graduated magna cum laude of his class, where he attended Michigan University. Levi is in always in the Holland Centennial newspaper for the great accomplishment with the team coaches. We found out through the grapevine that Levi coaches females, males, and elderly basketball and volleyball teams. Levi has written 10 books, and you can purchase them on Amazon. Let's see if there's anything else for Levi. Oh, my God, Levi. I believe that's it for Levi, so let's congratulate Levi. Yay, Levi.
Woo! I receive it.
Yes. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen. So we thank God for Levi. All right. We're going to ask the Turner family to come up with another song in a few minutes, one that God has given them, not one that we brought, but one that God has given them. Well, with prayer time, we need some prayers to go forth. All right. We need a child to pray for fathers. What child on the line can pray for fathers tonight? Hello.
This is Lily.
All right, Lily. Pray for fathers. Thank you.
Lord God, in the name of Jesus, forgive us for sins known and unknown, right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we pray for unity in the families right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for fathers stepping up for the children in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the drug addiction over the fathers in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for them tapping into their potential in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them want more of you right now in the name of Jesus. Let them want to teach their children your ways, Lord God. We plead the blood of Jesus over all the fathers' lives right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for your will being done in their lives right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We bind everything back to Adam, every generational curse in the mighty name of Jesus. Whether it was willfully done right now in the mighty name of Jesus or out of ignorance in the name of Jesus. It is null and void right now in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you for them having you take control of them right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Let them see the fruit that they have, Lord God, that you gave them in the name of Jesus. We believe all this effective immediately in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Thank you for praying for the mothers. Amen. All right, for the fathers. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm going to ask Minister Tina if you can pray for children that are in foster care. Could you pray for children that are in foster care?
Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we pray for these babies that are looking for a home, Lord God. Let touch the people's hearts, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, to adopt these babies and show them all kind of love, Lord God, that they craving, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for the children, Lord God, that the parents don't want, Lord God, that another family would go in and see them, Lord God, and let their heart be touched, Lord God. They adopt these babies, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And, Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for the children, Lord God. We thank you for the adoption home, Lord God, that took them in, Lord God. And, Father God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you right now, Lord God, for your children. Touch them to the heart, Lord God. Come with the blood, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we just thank you right now, Lord God, for what you're going to do and that your will be done in these babies' lives, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, to train them up in the way they should go. That's what your words say, Lord God. Train a child up the way they should go, Lord God. They may stray away, but they shall return to your word, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. And Lord God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all that you do, and your will be done. In Jesus' holy name, amen.
Amen, amen. Thank you so much, amen. Minister Tina. Turner family, y'all have a song ready to sing?
Yes, ma'am.
All right, what do y'all got to sing?
Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Amen. Go right ahead.
Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down. You've been building your kingdom all over this land. Satan, we're going to tear your kingdom down.
Amen. That's what we got to do. We got to tear Satan's kingdom down.
Amen.
I thank God for the Turner family. Oh, I tell
Amen.
You what, they are a powerful family, and they know how to tear Satan's kingdom
oh,
down.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah. They wear their whole armor protection every day, and they are tearing Satan's kingdom down on a daily basis. Amen, amen, amen. I thank God for each of you. Well, we have Glory Dean on with us. She's going to sing another song. Glory Dean, you got another song you could sing in a few minutes? Uh-oh, let me see if I lost her. She was on here. All right, she may not be on here right now. Yeah, she
is. She ain't, I'll sing one.
Okay, hold on. Glory Dean? All right. Okay, I'm going to call you in just a minute, Tina. Okay.
Okay.
We have Minister, my precious sister, Gia Bacon from Atlanta, Georgia. She's going to say just a kind of a prayer led however God leads her. She called me today concerned about children all over the world. So if you could let God lead you for a few minutes of prayer, and then we're going to ask Tina if she can sing a song. All right. Good evening, Minister Gia Bacon. How are you today, tonight?
Good evening, how's everyone? God is good, I'm blessed.
Amen.
I thank God for his grace
Amen.
And his mercy for today. Father, I just want to just thank you and praise you, Lord, and honor you and glorify you and magnify your holy name, oh God. Thank you, Lord God, that you are giving, God. I thank you, Lord God, you're a caring God. I thank you, Lord God, that you, Father God, is the giver of life, Lord God. You are the protector, Father God. You are the Holy One. You are the Divine One. You are the King of Kings. You are the Lord of Lords. You're the Messiah. You're the Sovereign God, the only living and true God. And your word is life. Your word brings life. And we decree life over America right now. New life, oh God. New life in you, Father God. In the name of Jesus over America, we decree life over the children going back to school, Father God. We decree life. We bind up every premature death right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you for covering the children with the blood of Jesus Christ. We thank you, oh God, that no weapon formed against the children or the teachers or anyone that comes in or out the school shall prosper, and every tongue that riseth against them shall be condemned. Father God, for you, Lord God, you, Father God, you are the King of Kings, Lord God. You speak and the men live. You speak and men die. So, Father, we are interceding. We are coming to your throne room, Father God, on the behalf of this, the decisions that governors are making and the president is making and the governors are making and leaders are making, mayors are making, educational superintendents over counties and parishes are making in regards to the children going back to school, Father God. And we pray, Father God, for the wisdom of the living God, the wisdom of the word, Father God, of God, that they will make the righteous decision, oh God. They will not make a decision based on money, based on funding, based on the favor of man, Father God. But, Father, I pray that you give these decision makers, Lord God, all over the world a heart for the people, the children, Father God, for the teachers and everyone that serve in the educational system that will be affected. Father, I pray, oh God, that you give them a heart for the people, Lord God, a heart for the children, Lord God, and not lean to their own understanding, but in all their ways acknowledge you, and you direct their path, Father God. Not President Trump, not what it looks like, but you direct them, oh God, in the decisions on behalf of your children. These are your children, oh God. You direct their thinking. You direct their answers. You direct, Father God. We're asking you for grace and mercy over every school all over the world, in Africa, India, because this COVID is all over, Lord God. We ask you to direct the paths, the mindsets, the decisions of the leaders that have these responsibilities, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, we stand in the gap for the teachers. We stand in the gap for the children, the janitors, and every person, the principals, the assistant principals, oh God, the teacher's assistants, Father God, and everyone that is going to be a part of this educational system and the kids going back to school. We pray for a protective covering. We pray a Goshen, Father God, because Egypt, Father, had many plagues, oh God. But Goshen, hallelujah, was protected from all the plagues of the book of Exodus, oh God. So we pray a Goshen for the children, Lord God. We pray a Goshen, Father God. Mark your babies, Father God. Mark them, Father God. Decree, and we declare that the enemy will pass over, Father God, that no child will be destroyed by COVID. In the name of Jesus, no teacher will be destroyed. No janitor will be destroyed. No teacher's assistant will be destroyed, Father God. No principal. Father, we pray for divine intervention, Father God. We pray in the name of Jesus that the death angel will be ceased, that the death angel will stop Father God, that that death angel will turn back, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Now, Father, we praise you. We glorify you. We magnify you, Lord God. And, Father, I was reading the book of Jeremiah, Lamentations, and the author of this particular book stated that even in the midst of confusion, even in the midst of destruction, Jeremiah found in his heart to say, "Great is thy faithfulness, morning by morning, new mercies, Father God." We decree new mercies, Father God, in Texas. New mercies, Father God, in Phoenix, Arizona. New mercies, Father God, in these hot spots in Houston, Father God. New mercies in Florida. New mercies, Father God, over America. A new heart and new mercies, Lord, over your leaders, the apostles, the prophets, the teachers, the evangelists, Father God, and all the fivefold ministry, Father God. New mercies, oh God, new mercies. And, Father, we will forever give you the praise. We forever give you the honor. We forever give you the glory, Father God, because there's nothing that you can't do. It's impossible with man. It's possible with you. And you said, asking you shall receive, seeking you shall find, and knocking the door shall be open. So, Father, we are asking, we are knocking, we are seeking for mercy and grace in this time, in this season in America, from the White House to the church house, to the schoolhouse, to each and every family's house. We pray mercy, 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 the blood of Jesus and mercy in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen, amen, amen. We are concerned about our children,
praise
from the
God,
babies
amen.
To the young adults. And we thank God for the prayer that Minister Gia Bacon gave us and protecting the children. We got to protect them all over the world, not just in America. They're in trouble. Some of them are being aborted. Some of them are being kidnapped, just snatched off the street. Some of them are, you know, going in parks and they never found again. And children, you know, some of them are starving around the world. We're concerned about some of them are sick in their bodies. Some of them are going through horrendous things. We are concerned about the children. So don't neglect to pray every day. Do not neglect to pray for children. We're concerned about them going back to school. Will the coronavirus be cleared up during that time? That's just a few weeks from now. We got to press in and pray. We got to press in and pray more. We got to intercede. The Bible says in Jeremiah, call forth the cunning women, the women skillful in prayer, that their eyes may gush out. Let them teach their daughters. So we are calling for sons and daughters to pray. Pray for the children every day. Don't miss a day. Pray. If you have to write notes all over your house, put notes up, pray for the children. Put it on your cell phone, time it. Put a timer on. Say, oh, yeah, it says pray for the children now. Pray for them. So I thank God for Minister Tina's on. She's going to sing a song this time. All right, Minister Tina, what are you going to sing?
I keep fighting demons. I keep fighting spirits. I keep fighting.
Minister Tina?
Ma'am.
Can you sing another song?
I keep fighting voices in my mind saying I'm not enough. Everybody tell me I will never measure up. Am I just another song or is I high or very low? Remind me once again who I am, cause just I need to know. Ooh, oh, you say I am loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I am strong when I think I am weak. You say I am helped when I am falling short. And when I don't you I find my worth, in you I find my identity. Ooh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I am weak. You say I'm helped when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, Lord, you say I'm yours. And I believe I believe what you say to me. And I believe taking all I have is now I'm laying it at your feet. You have all the failure, God, you have the victory. Ooh, you say I'm loved when I can't feel a thing. You say I'm strong when I think I am weak. You say I'm helped when I am falling short. And when I don't belong, Lord, you say I'm yours. And I believe, I believe what you say to me. Yes, I believe, and I believe, what you say to me. I believe what you say to me.
Amen, amen. I believe what the Lord say. I believe his word. I believe what God say, not what I think in my mind. So I thank God for Minister Tina from Perry, Florida, singing that. I believe. That's what we got to do, believe. Yes. So I thank God that we believe. Well, I thank God we have Minister Sherrod Brunson on with us and his wife, Evangelist Laurel Brunson. Minister Sherrod Brunson is going to pray for wives. And then right after he prayed for wives, Evangelist, his wife, Laurel Brunson, is going to pray for her husband. Good evening, Minister Brunson. How are you?
Good evening. Good evening. God bless you.
God bless you, too. All right. Go right ahead. He worked hard all day, just got off not long ago. So we thank God for him saying a prayer for the wives. Go right ahead, Minister Sherrod.
Amen. Amen, amen. I thank you for a great opportunity. Anytime when we all can get together and pray. Amen. Thank God for Sister G. So let us pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. We magnify you, oh God. And we just say thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you have done, God, thus far. The praise, the worship, God. God, even the words, oh God, that has gone forth thus far. God, we thank you, oh God, and we contend the faith, lifting up our wives, oh God, the women, God, that you have selected for such a time as this, God, to undergird, God, the men in the name of Jesus, the husband. Oh, God, I just say thank you, God, for my helpmate. Oh, God, I thank you, God, for who you have placed in my life, oh, God. And I thank you for all of the other wives, oh, God, that you have placed strategically, oh, God, to help undergird, to assist, to bring about clarity and wisdom, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, to bring about favor, God, in the name of Jesus. God, you said in your word that he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing and obtains favor, God. So we thank you. We thank you for the wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the midwives, oh God, that are up late praying, oh God, and speaking over vision, oh God, in the name of Jesus, praying against every fiery dark, oh God, praying against confusion and inconsistencies, oh God, praying, God, for peace, oh God, praying for love, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, carrying the burden of nurturing, carrying the burden of caring, God, carrying the burden of, God, love, oh God, and making sure that it's dispersed out, God, to all of your people, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the wives, oh God. Thank you for the wives, oh God, the skillful hands that they have, God, to cook and direct, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, to be able, God, to multitask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, ensuring that every area is taken care of in such a way, in the name, in the spirit of excellence, oh God, in the name of Jesus, to be able, God, be able to calm down the storm in the name of Jesus, and to tear down confusion, oh God, to speak those things as be not as though they were, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you for the wives, in the name of Jesus, the wives, oh God, that believe in your word, oh God, that seeks your word, oh God, that trust your word, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the wives, oh God, that reads, oh God, daily, oh God, that prays consistently, oh God, in the name of Jesus, without doubt, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you for the wives, oh God, even those wives, oh God, that have been newly connected to their husband, and those who have been seasoned, oh God, in the name of Jesus, been with their husband for a long time, oh God, I pray for strength. I pray for courage, oh God, continuously, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray, oh God, for guidance, for direction, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that they do not get weary in well-doing, in the name of Jesus, knowing that in due season they shall reap if they faint not, oh God. I come against the health challenges that comes upon the women, oh God, in the name of Jesus, the wives, oh God, the health challenges, oh God, the different blood clots and high blood pressure, oh God, in the name of Jesus, even the discouragement, God, that tries to come here and there, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God, I pray, oh God, for the wives, oh God, I cover them in the spirit, oh God, I come against distraction, oh God, and hindrances, oh God, in the name of Jesus, I cover the wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for the enemy is cunning, and he seeks whom he may devour, in the name of Jesus, oh God. So God, I pray, oh God, for wisdom and understanding, God, sharpen their discernment even the more, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, I pray that they have an ear to hear, oh God, a heart to follow, in the name of Jesus, God, what it is, God, that you have, oh God, in the name of Jesus, and it, with a song, with a voice, oh God, to speak and declare and bring about understanding, comprehension, in the name of Jesus, God, we lifting up our wives, our beautiful queens, in the name of Jesus, oh God, the one that you have selected for all of us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for all of our men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, what would we be without a wife, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You said in your word, oh God, that you have carved them out of our very ribs, oh God. You recognize, oh God, that man cannot stay alone, oh God, that man cannot be alone, oh God, that man cannot do this on our own, oh God, in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for the precious gift of our wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Our smart, intelligent wives, even our younger wives, oh God, that is growing up, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, and they will become wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray again, pray for our youth, in the name of Jesus, our young ladies. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, God, you said in your word, train up a child in the way that they should go, and they will not depart, oh, God, when they get older, in the name of Jesus. So we pray even for them, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, and that they will have role models of good wives, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, that the true models, oh, God, that can demonstrate love, oh, God, loving the husband, oh God, and caring for your people, oh God, and going after the call, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you have placed on their lives, in the name of Jesus, outside of the home and into the street. Yes, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you. God, we praise you. We honor you, and we give you glory, oh God, and we tell the devil he's a liar and defeated. In Jesus' name, we do pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And Father, in Jesus' name, God, we thank you, oh God, for what you have done so far, God. We thank you, God, for everything that has been spoken, every song sung, oh God, in the name of Jesus, every piece of wisdom that has been given. Lord, we just thank you, oh God, for this time of being able to come together. God, you said, where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst, oh God. So we thank you, God, that you are in the midst of us right now in the name of Jesus, God, whether it be, God, through telephone, whether it be through radio, God, whether it be, God, through internet, God, you're there. And so, God, we just thank you and we honor you for that, oh God. Father, we're lifting up our husbands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. You said in your word for husbands to love their wives, just as Christ has loved the church, oh God. So, God, we pray for our husbands today, oh God, that our husbands, God, would rise up and be the men, God, that you have called them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask, God, that our husbands, God, would rise up, oh God, and be the head, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, that they would be the leader, oh God, that they would be the provider, oh God, that they would be the protector, oh God, that you have called them to be, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray for husbands right now, God. God, sometimes husbands feel like they have, God, the weight of the world on their shoulders, oh God, because it's so much, God, so much responsibility, God, being a husband. So, God, we ask, God, that you give them the strength right now, God, in the name of Jesus, God, to take upon every responsibility, oh God, whatever it may be. God, we thank you, oh God, that you have ordained, God, husbands, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, oh God, for their position, God, in our lives, oh God, in the lives of wives, oh God. We thank you for their position, oh God. God, we pray, God, that husbands everywhere, God, all across the world, all across the nation, God would know where their place is, oh God. God would know, oh God, in the name of Jesus, how, God, to lead their wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, give them wisdom. God, give them knowledge from on high, oh God. Give them power, God, from on high, God, for they cannot do anything apart from you, oh God. So we ask you, oh God, for strength right now, for husbands everywhere, God. Husbands that are feeling like giving up, God. Husbands, God, that are contemplating divorce. Husbands, oh God, that are contemplating cheating, oh God. God, we ask that you cover husbands, God, that you touch their mind right now in the name of Jesus. God, we come against abuse, God, abuse of husbands, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God, verbally and mentally, emotionally and physically, oh God. God, we come against that abusive spirit, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that controlling spirit, oh God. God, teach our husbands how to lead just as you, God, just as you would have them to lead, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We thank you for godly husbands, oh God. We thank you for wisdom, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you, oh God, for our husbands, God. We ask that you bless them abundantly, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we pray, oh God, that husbands, God would be a presence, God, in the lives of their families, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Jesus, God, that more husbands would rise up, God, and be fathers to their children in the name of Jesus. Husbands to their wives, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Husbands, God, of one wife. In the name of Jesus, God, we come against the spirit of polygamy, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we thank you right now. We come against the spirit of adultery, oh God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, we ask that you cover these husbands right now with the blood of Jesus. God, we come against every temptation, oh God. God, we come against every Jezebel spirit, God, that would come across our husbands, oh God. God, to try to get them to waver, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, let them know that the grass is not greener on the other side. In the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we stop every plan, every plot right now in the name of Jesus, oh God. We stop the enemy, oh God. We stop his plans right now. Whatever he's plotting, God, whatever he's planting in the minds of your husband right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you right now. We cast down every thought that's not like you. God, we bind the spirit of pornography and perversion, God, off our husbands in the name of Jesus, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Fantasies, oh God. God, we ask you, oh God, to cover their minds, God, to wash their minds now with the blood of Jesus, oh God. Lord, we thank you for our husbands, oh God, rising up, God, and being everything that you have called them to be, godly men, oh God, praying men, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. God, we just honor you. We thank you for our husbands today, oh God, and we just continue to ask that you keep them in the palm of your hand. And God, we give you honor and we give you glory, and we declare that it is so in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen, amen, amen. Father God, we just thank you, we honor you, we praise your name, we bless your name. Lord, we lift up baby Chloe tonight in the name of Jesus and all the babies that are in hospitals all over the world. We decree and declare they shall live and not die. Strengthen baby Chloe, strengthen her father, her mother, her sister, oh God. And Father, all the babies that are all over the world that are in hospitals, oh God, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for their strength. We thank you for their endurance. We thank you that they shall live in the name of Jesus and declare your mighty works. We claim them all for your kingdom. They will learn about you at an early age, and they will have great peace in the name of Jesus. Amen. Well, we're going to be closing out soon. We will be on tomorrow night. The Lord say the same. Same number, 1-619-789-4313. 7 p.m. Central Standard Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. So we're going to call on Minister Julie Campbell from Illinois to give us a closing prayer. And I thank God for her. I wanted to say to each of you, have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. And I love each of you so much. I can't begin to tell you, but you already know Father God loves you more than I have the capacity to do so. So just keep holding on to his unchanging hand. He has great plans for each of you, for your children, from the babies all the way through senior citizens. He has great plans. So I want to say keep the faith. Keep the faith. I thank God for each of you and everything that you all did tonight, the wonderful songs, the prayers, the Turner family. Every family who came on, I thank God for you all. I thank God for choosing you to be a part of the vision for Family Vacation Bible School. So thank you all so much. Right after Minister Campbell prayed the closing prayer, the Turner family, Minister Turner, Pastor Turner, they're going to sing or play a song, a closing song. So thank you all so much. Okay. Minister Julie, are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Praise God. Bless the name of the Lord. Thank you so much, woman of God, for allowing me to participate in this wonderful time. I just want to share a quick testimony with you. While I was listening to you this morning, I called my granddaughter, and I was praying with her and her children, her little boy, her eldest son, 6-year-old. And I hung up too quick. And I tell her that I forget to tell her that to invite her on the program this evening and the children, but they said that they're not there. And he said, my grandson said to me when I hung up, when I was hung up, said, Grandma, keep Jesus in your heart. I'm telling you, I was down and I get up. I said, my God, a child, the word of God said, a child shall lead them. And whatever you put in, my God. Ooh, Jesus. I always praying, breathe a word whenever before I leave. Praise God. Thank you so much. And I just may God bless each and every one of us tonight, especially the young people. It's a young man I call into you because you're strong. Father, in the name of Jesus, we just want to thank you. In the mighty name of Jesus for your people. The song when I said, all things bright and beautiful, all things wise and wonderful, and the Lord God made them all. He gave us eyes to see them, lips that we might tell how great is God Almighty. And as you hear your little servant, Lord, speak the word that you're training my mouth to speak your word, my ears, my God, to hear your word. Glory to God. So we thank you, Lord. There's so much nuggets, my God, the songs that we sing and the encouraging word. In the mighty name of Jesus, no wonder Solomon said, remember now thy creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh. when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. And Paul encouraged Timothy. My God, and you're encouraging, you're using your woman servant, the evil Lord, to encourage your children, especially the youth, Lord, because youth is time to serve the Lord. In the name of Jesus, because the enemy is messing up their mind. But Lord, we plead the blood. There's someone that said, I'm under the blood of Jesus Christ, the blood that keeps my life. Hallelujah, I'm under the blood all day and all night. I'm under the precious blood of Jesus. Oh, glory to God. It says, son, flee youthful lust. Hallelujah, study to show thyself approved. A workman need not be ashamed. But rightly divide the word of truth. My God, and shun profane babbling. My God, let our conversation cease with thought. Let us as parents and even husbands and the wives that was prayed for, Lord. We just want to thank you for tonight, Lord. God, we want to thank you, God, because your prayer answering, God. And so when we pray in Jesus' name, by faith the answer came. Cover this ministry, Lord God. Cover our vocational Bible school, Lord God. Cover, bring more children, Lord. My God, hallelujah, in this time, Lord, let your woman servant continue to shine for you, Lord, because one of these days, Lord, all of this will be done away with, and God, you're going to say, well done, good and faithful servant, cover us with your blood, Lord, and as we are about to depart one from another, but not from your holy presence, Lord, let me continue to worship you in the beauty of holiness. Have your way, Lord. Thank you for each and every one of your children and your people. Great and small, Lord, we thank you for your very presence and the anointing. Have your way until we meet again in Jesus' name. Over back to you, woman of God, in Jesus' name.
Amen, amen. Pastor Turner.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, ma'am. Yes.
Seek me first. The kingdom of God, all these things, all these good things will be added unto us. We come power, sing your anointing, sing your blessings in this room. Take us, run over until we are consumed. Say, you can get what you need. If you seek it, he'll confirm it, just believe. Come and go with me. You are royalty, yeah. You can get what you need. If you speak it, he'll confirm it, just believe. People can be free. You are royalty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes. With our hands lifted high, let me hear you say amen.
Amen.
We are free in Jesus' name. As we call out to you, we speak things as though they were. We have glory as our throne. We have power in your word. Say, you can get what you need. If you speak it, he'll confirm it. Just believe. My people can be free. You are royalty. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Thank you so much, Turner family.
Amen.
Oh,
amen.
My God. I'm so
beautiful,
grateful. Thank
beautiful,
you. For the
beautiful.
Beautiful. All right. Have let God have his way in our lives. Have a God-filled night, God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. Praise the Lord,
yes,
like you never have before. Love y'all.
Amen.
Have a good night.
Love
you. Bye-bye.
Beautiful. Thank you.
Thank you all. Bye-bye.